to the ground.
Well, hi, everybody, and another great big Western welcome from the Sons of the Pioneers, our school ma'am Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and the rest of the gang on the Lucky You to you. You know, if we'd have had another day of rain, we'd have ended up waiting for the Robert E. Lee to come steaming into the ranch. Well, actually, that was sort of a sneaky way of saying the title of the first song we want to sing today.
Watch them shuffling along, see them shuffling along. Go take your best pal, real pal. Go down on the levee, I said to the levee, and join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song, it's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy and Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night you can find them all while they are waiting. Banjos are syncopating, what's that they're saying? What's that they're saying? While they keep playing, humming and swaying, it's a good ship, Robert E. Lee, that's come to carry the cotton away.
Watch them shuffling along, see them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, real pal. Go down on the levee, I said to the levee, and join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song, it's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Woo, woo, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Very much. I think the Robert E. Lee had a little jet fuel in her on that run. You know, the other night, some of us pioneers took in a dance at one of the ranches across the desert a ways, and when we came home, we were real hungry, so we decided to have a snack before going to bed. And you know, our regular cook is sure a smart hombre. He has the shelves in that kitchen fairly lined with jars of Planters peanut butter. He did have, that is. When we got through, it looked like a pack of hungry coyotes had raided the roost.
I'll say it did, Ken. You know, the cook was going gunning for you for sure till I fixed him up with a case of Planters peanut butter, compliments of our sponsor. And folks, you know, that'll just give you an idea of how good tasting Planters peanut butter really is. Say, I'm telling you, if you haven't tasted Planters peanut butter yet, you have a real treat in store for you. Because it's the only peanut butter in the whole wide world made of genuine Planters peanuts. Why, just imagine a whole big jar full of rich, tasty, downright delicious peanut butter made of those Planters peanuts. And then homogenized so it always stays smooth and creamy. But you don't have to imagine. You can get a jar of Planters peanut butter right now at your grocer's and that's it. Yep. You can even get a few jars because every single jar of Planters peanut butter is packed at the height of freshness. Why, that flavor is still there no matter when you open it up. So look for that red label jar with a picture of Mr. Peanut on it. That's Planters peanut butter. Remember, Planters is the word for good peanuts, good peanut oil, and good peanut butter.
Thank you. So that was Hugh Farr, the famous Farr Brothers, his flying fiddle mowing down a good old-fashioned hoedown.
Hi, fellas.
Well, hello, Betty. Say, Betty, you must have flew up here yourself today. How come you were able to get away so early?
Well, I gave all my pupils a test today, Ken, and told them when they were finished, they could go to lunch.
Yeah?
And believe me, you never saw pencils move so fast in your life.
I bet they did at that.
Say, is Shug around?
Yeah, stand right over there behind.
Oh, yeah. Shug?
Hey. Hello, Miss Taylor.
Hello, Shug. Say, I have an important request to ask of you.
Of me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, looks like people kind of beginning to realize who's who around the lucky you. What's your problem, Betty?
Well, you know how my pupils all listen to the program every day during their lunch period.
Yeah, I know. You told us that.
Well, they heard you had written a song that's going to be published.
And they want my autograph. They'd like me to sign something, huh?
Well, not exactly, but they would like you to come down to school and speak to them about songwriting.
They would?
Uh-huh.
Hey, grab. They want me to give them an oration. They want me to speak.
That's right. You tell them all the mysteries of writing songs.
Yeah, mystery. It is, too, Betty. Many a night I've had to pace the barn floor composing.
Oh, really, Shug? But why in the barn?
All these knuckleheads said my composing was disturbing their sleep.
Oh.
But the day'll come, Betty, when I might even be known as a second Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or some great songwriter.
Sure.
Say, Betty.
Yes, Lord?
Before Shug falls off of that soapbox and breaks an ankle or something, how about you and me doing a song?
Oh, I'd like that, Lloyd. Say, shall we do the one we sang at the dance the other night, I'll Never Be Free?
I'll never be free. Grab, don't you have any sentimental titles anymore?
Well, Shug, that's sentimental.
Oh, cat hair. Not like the one that I wrote.
Oh?
Listen to this. Sleepy time, gal. Quit your daydreaming. I'm coming home. Wake up, little darling. Now, that is one.
No, Shug, I guess they don't write them like that anymore. But, Betty, let's live dangerously and sing our song anyhow, huh?
Each time I hold somebody new, my arms grow cold, aching for you.
No one can take your place,
darling, in my embrace. I'll never be free. And when my lips burn with desire, no other kiss puts out the fire.
Though I may try and try,
no one can satisfy this longing in me.
I'll never be free from your smile so tender,
that sweet surrender in your eyes.
Can I be free when I still remember
how you could thrill me with a sigh,
just like a chain bound to my heart?
Your love remains when we're apart.
Each kiss I gave to you
made me a slave to you. I'll never be free.
No, I'll never, never, never be free.
Thank you, Betty and Lloyd. That was just right. And say, Lloyd, while mm-hmm. I think of it, how are we fixed for a gold deed letter for today?
Well, we're fixed real good, Ken. Today's gold deed to an acre of Lucky You land goes to Mrs. Merrill D. Griswold in San Jose, California. I'll read the letter, and then you'll know why. The letter says, "Dear Sons of the Pioneers, I'd like to tell you about a wonderful woman, our mother, whom we feel has done so much good in helping those in need. For 10 years before the war, World War II, this wonderful mother of ours worked in a tuberculosis sanatorium, caring for and helping patients, always running errands and doing personal favors for them, and then coming home to look after her own family. Then, when our two brothers were sent overseas to fight for this wonderful country of ours, she devoted all her time in caring for servicemen's children in her home. 13 infants she boarded night and day until the parents could care for them again. One little boy who had no home, our mother, after raising 4 of her own, adopted this boy when he was 1 month old. Now he's a fine boy, 11 years old. She loves him with all her heart and soul. She's the finest mother to all of us. We love her for all she has done, raising us to be good citizens and finding room in her heart for an unwanted child. Our mother listened to your program and enjoys it so much, and how she laughs every time Shug talks. He must have a wonderful personality. Her name is Mrs. Merrill D. Griswold, 1938 Harmel Way, San Jose, California. Thank you for your time in reading this letter. I remain Miss June Griswold.
Thank you, Lloyd. Mrs. Griswold sounds like a wonderful mother. We'd like to send along a Sons of the Pioneers salute to you, along with your gold deed. It's a song entitled Always You, sung by Ken Curtis. We hope you like it.
I've looked for heaven ever since I knew when I found heaven it was always you. I've searched for music as all lovers do, when I heard music it was always you. I'd look into the evening stars aglow, I know they show me where to go, and it was always to your arms. At times I've sought romance where quite a few. Each time I fall in love, it's always you. I'd look into the evening stars aglow, I know they show me where to go, and it was always to your arms. At times I've sought romance where quite a few. Each time I fall in love, it's always you.
Thank you very much.
That was a swell job of singing, Kenny.
Well, thank you, Lloyd.
Say, you know, because of yesterday's heavy rain, we didn't have any servicemen visit us. You're on the luck of you.
Well, you don't have to worry today, Lloyd.
You know, that's just what I was thinking. So I'd like to go over and say hello to one right now. You know, friends, we not only enjoy talking with all the fellas, but we hope maybe their folks might be listening in. I remember when I was in the Army and my folks sure waited on the doorstep for that postman.
They'd have heard me talking, it might have saved a few gray hairs. So if you'll bear with me for just a minute, I want to go over to the corral fence and speak to some folks. Thank you very much, George, for the microphone here. We have a fellow sitting right down here in the front row, and a young lady happens to be with him. He's a sergeant in the Air Corps. What's your name, Sergeant?
Lee.
I beg your pardon?
Lee.
Lee?
L-E-E.
L-E-E. Lee. Yeah. What's your first name?
John.
John? You mind if I call you John?
Okay.
Well, good. Where are you stationed, by the way?
Camp Stoneman.
Camp Stillman.
Stoneman.
Stoneman. Where's that located?
That's in Pittsburgh, California.
Pittsburgh, California. Well, you're quite a ways away from home at that. The young lady sitting with you here, is she your wife?
Yes, sir.
Well, fine. That's wonderful. What's your name, hon?
Carolyn.
Carolyn? Well, it's awfully nice of both of you to come down to see us. We're just tickled to death every time we have our servicemen come down and say howdy to us. I understand, just off the record, folks, we talked to this young couple before the show and found out that they're kind of on their second honeymoon. Is that right, Bob?
That's right.
Well, that's wonderful. I noticed by some ribbons here, have you been overseas? And
yes, sir.
You have? How long were you overseas, Bob?
I was over approximately a year.
About a year. Well, we're sure glad to have you back. It's awful nice of you to come down to see us. And you know, we have a little special surprise for you folks. After finding out that you were kind of on your second honeymoon, why, we went out in the garden and picked some posies and so on. We have a nice bouquet for your wife. And Betty's bringing it down to her right now. Isn't that a pretty thing, folks? Hold it up, Betty, so they can see it. Yellow roses. Carolyn, what do you think of that? Is it pretty enough?
Pretty.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad you like it, and it's nice of you folks to come down, and may your second honeymoon and every honeymoon that you have be as wonderful as I know this one is going to be. Thanks an awful lot for coming down to see us. Well, thank you, Lloyd.
Well, we're sure swell having those folks stop down to see us, and I hope that their parents were listening in. Say, Betty.
Yes, Ken?
How about joining up with us pioneers and doing that tune that's jumping all over the hit parade? You know, that shrimp boat?
Oh,
tune?
I'd love to, Ken.
Good. This song, friends, is about the Louisiana shrimp boats that leave port for weeks and sometimes months at a time. Of course, it's actually about the wives and sweethearts who have to remain behind waiting for the loved ones to return. And when they do return, there's sure some powerful dancing in the streets.
Shrimp boats is coming, there's sail are inside. Shrimp boats is coming, there's dancing tonight.
Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry up? Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry up? The kids
shrimp boats is coming, there's dancing tonight.
And their women folk wave their goodbye.
Iseva, there they go, while the Louisiana moon floats on high.
They're mending their nets till once more they ride high out to sea. Iseva, there they go. Then how lonely the Lord.
boats is a-coming. They're dancing tonight.
They're dancing.
Hey, you say that there cat herd shrimp boat is right up on the big city hit parade?
Well, it sure is, yeah.
And I'm going to ride one that's a bit bigger than all them shrimps.
Yeah? What are you going to call this colossal masterpiece, Mr. Fisher?
I think I'll call it whale boats. There's nothing bigger than that.
You may have something at that, Chuck.
See, fellas, you know, there's two things I'd like to hear before I have to get back to school.
Well, what are they, Betty?
Well, a good old Western song and Hugh's thought for the day.
Well, you know, I think we have time for both of those requests. And in answer to number one, we'll do the Song of the Pioneers, which is about the first pioneers who headed into the unknown West in wagon trains looking for a new land and a new life.
That sounds exciting.
We'll roll, roll, roll out to an unseen goal, singing along to the song of the pioneers. We'll ride, ride, ride over the big divide, singing along to the song of the pioneers. Onto the horizon that follows the setting sun, a herding the caravan over the trail. We'll roll, ride, roam out to a prairie hunt, singing along to the song of the pioneers. Set to the beat of the horses' feet as they patiently trod the trail, their song was a part of a happy heart and a part of a prairie wail. With only the coldest cheers, a call in the wind to dry their tears, but the echoes rang as they bravely sang the song of the pioneers. We'll roll, roll, roll out to an unseen goal, singing along to the song of the pioneers. Over the trail, we'll roll right home out to a prairie home, swinging along to the song of the pioneers, swinging along to the song of the pioneers.
Thank you, boys. That was exciting. And now, my second request. How about it, Hugh?
Well, it's a pleasure, Miss Betty. You know, today's thought was sent in by a listener in Rock Island, Washington. And her name is Miss Donna Alessandra. And this is what she said. A smile costs nothing, but gives much. It enriches those who receive without making poor those who give. It takes but a moment, but the memory of it sometimes lasts forever. None is so rich or so mighty that he can get along without it. And none is so poor that he can't be made rich by it. A smile creates happiness in the home. And it fosters goodwill in business. And is the countersign of friendship. It brings rest to the weary, cheer to the discouraged, sunshine to the sad. And it is nature's best antidote for thought, for trouble. Yet it cannot be bought, begged, borrowed, or stolen. For it is something that is of no value to anyone until it is given away freely. Some people are too tired to give you a smile, so give them one of yours. As none needs a smile so much as he who has no more to give.
Thank you, Hugh.
Thank you, Hugh. just about covers the subject, I'd say, and I think everyone everywhere could take that thought to heart. Thank you, Miss Alessandra, for sending it along. And pioneers, while we still have a minute or two, let's answer a few requests from our listeners for one of those fine old spirituals and do open up them pearly gates.
Good. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I hear that trumpet blast, I'm a coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Listen, all you sinners, if you want to get to heaven, heaven, better get down on your knees and pray. All you gambling skinners, better quit saying 7-Eleven, get yourself prepared for the judgment day.
Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I hear that trumpet blast, I'm a-coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Go out to your chicken coops, ask yourself an honest question, and the Lord will know it if you lie. Better turn all those chickens loose, or you'll die from indigestion when you eat that stolen chicken pie.
Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I hear that trumpet blast, I'm a-coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Don't take your keg of gin, dump it every bit right in the river. Don't you let old Satan stay your hand. And if you fill it up again, it'll eat a hole right in your liver. And the gates won't open when you reach that promised land.
Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I hear that trumpet blast, I'm a-coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Once again, those old shadows are beginning to lengthen in the west, which means that all of us here on the Lucky You had better get back to ranching again. Remember, if you know the day that you're going to be in our neighborhood, will you write for tickets in care of ABC, Hollywood 27, California. But also remember, if you happen to be in the neighborhood any day, Monday through Friday, just stop in and say hello to us, will you? There's always room for one more at the Lucky You. And so until tomorrow, this is George Putnam saying for Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and the Sons of the Pioneers, so long for now. This program came to you from the Lucky You. Until tomorrow, be lucky, you. America's Program, ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
KECA, AM and FM, Los Angeles.